Nirvisheshanyavadi Aschachyadesatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Although this is a few days before the actual appearance day of Lord Nityananda, we'll be speaking this evening about Lord Nityananda in anticipation of his appearance. In the spiritual sky, there are innumerable spiritual planets. And amongst those innumerable spiritual planets, there's one especially prominent and large, Goloka Vrindavan. And in one section of Goloka Vrindavan is an area called Swetadweep.
Swetadweep means... Excuse me, Guru Maharaj. We didn't hear Manini Radha's voice. Manini Radha. Yes.
I wasn't pausing, it was my mistake, not hers.
距离主尼塔南达帕布的显现日前几天，今天是他显现日的，距离他显现日还有几天时间，我们今天来讲述关于主尼塔南达的他的荣耀。In
that portion of Goloka that's known in the scriptures as Swetadweep, that's the eternal abode of Lord Chaitanya and his associates.
在永恒的灵性天空里面的Goloka，文达文在那里有叫Sweta，对吧，这里的是主尼塔南达所在的地方，在那里他和他的永恒的朋友永远在那里上演着他们的逍遥时光。
Just as Krishna descends into this earthly realm once in the day of Brahma, similarly, just after Krishna's departure, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and his eternal associates also descend.
就像主 Krishna会在每一个 Brahma的白天降临于这个物质世界一样。
在Krishna隐迹之后，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和主Nityananda Prabhu以及他们永恒的同游也会随之降临在这个物质世界。Please consider how fortunate we are that in this very Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has appeared and will not appear again for another day of Brahma.
所以就请想象一下，我们究竟有多么幸运吧。 因为主就在我们所处的这个年代，这个卡利年代，主尼提亚南达他仁慈的降临了，而在这之后，在这个主 Brahma 的这个白昼以外的其他时间，他都不会再降临了。Lord
Nityananda is to Lord Chaitanya as Balaram is to Krishna himself.
主尼提亚南达之于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就像主 Balaram 之于主 Krishna 一样。
Balaram is Krishna's first expansion.
主 Balaram 是 Krishna 的第一重扩展。
In one sense, they are identical except for color.
从一种意义上来说，他们有颜色上有明显的区别。
At the same time, the mood of Balaram is always to be in service to Krishna.
而在心态上，主 Balaram 一直是处在对 Krishna 的服务的心态当中。
Sometimes Balaram takes a position that looks against what Krishna wants.
有的时候，主 Balaram 表面上看似是与 Krishna 的意愿相左的。
But that's just to enhance Krishna's pastimes.
但是这么做仅仅是为了加强或者说增强 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Similarly, Lord Nityananda has but one desire, and that's to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以同样的，主 Nityananda 也没有别的愿望，别的他别其他的诉求，他只是要做一切都是为了满足主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的意愿。
As Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent or compassionate of all incarnations of the Lord.
正如主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他对众生充满了怜悯之情。
Lord Nityananda simply wants to give the holy name of Krishna and love for Krishna to everyone everywhere on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
主尼提亚南达只是想代表主查坦尼亚马哈帕布将对主 Krishna 的爱 和圣名带到全世界的每一个角落，带给每一个人。
In his pastimes of giving the holy name and love of God to everyone, he conducted himself like a madman or avaduta.
在他这么做就是把圣名和爱带给全世界的每个人的这个过程中，他的行为举止像一个疯子一样，是一个超然的疯子 Avaduta。
That is to say, he did not consider ordinary convention of behavior and all of the things ordinary good social people will consider. He was way beyond any such considerations.
也就是说，他完全不在乎这个社会的正常的这个社交仪规以及一个人的行为举止等等，他的层面原处在这些超越了这些世俗的这些仪规之上。
There's a very beautiful description found in Chaitanya Bhagavat about Lord Chaitanya's giving instruction to Nityananda to return to Bengal and preach.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Okay.
Can you repeat?
There's a very nice passage.Or description in Chaitanya Bhagavat that describes Lord Chaitanya instructing Lord Nityananda to return to Bengal from Puri and preach the holy name, extend the mercy of the holy name to everyone.
在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 这本书中记载了，这样一段小时光，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他训示主 Nityananda。从普里返回孟加拉去传播去传播圣名。
Lord Nityananda didn't want to be separated from Lord Chaitanya.
主尼提亚南达他非常不情愿与主查坦尼亚分离。
He was very attached to Lord Chaitanya's association. They were constant companions.
他非常的依附与主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的联谊，他们是永恒的相伴的同游。
At the same time, Lord Nityananda could not possibly neglect a direct instruction from the Lord of his life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但同时，主 Nityananda 法布他无法去拒绝主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他的直接的训示。
Lord Chaitanya explained, I've come to this world to inaugurate the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name, but my mother has asked me to stay in Puri, and so I can't travel here and there. But you can. You can do this on my behalf.
就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，我降临于世这个使命就是将圣名传播到每个角落，但是我的母亲，她训令我 你不能这么做，因为他训练我待在 Puri， 但是你可以到处行走，你可以这么去做。
We will remain connected through service.
我们可以通过服务来保持连接。
Lord Chaitanya gave some of his outstanding associates from Puri to travel with Lord Nityananda and extend the chanting of the holy name to everyone, everywhere.
就陈天尼亚马哈帕布给了主尼提亚南达帕布他在 Puri 的非常杰出的同游，让他将圣名传播到世界的每一个角落。
Carrying the order of Lord Chaitanya,Nityananda departed Puri, heading for Navadvip.
就这样，主 Nityananda 携带着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训令，他离开了 Puri， 前往 Navadvip.
And as they were traveling along the road, they were having continuous, ecstatic kirtan, so ecstatic, they didn't know where they were, what time of day it was, or anything.
他们在沿途中举行了非常狂喜极乐的 kirtan， 他们是如此的狂喜，如痴如醉，以至于他们分不清白天还是黑夜，也搞不清自己究竟去往何方。
They would ask people, which way to Navadvip?
他们会这样询问路人，哪条路是朝 Navadvip 走的？
And somebody would point, Navadvip is that way.
那有些人就会指哎，那瓦堆是往那边走的。
And so they went that way for some days, chanting and dancing in madness.
所以他们就会啊，载歌载舞的，然后如痴如醉的，就朝那个方向前行了几天几夜。
And then they'd ask somebody else, which way is Navadvip? And they'd say it's that way.
然后他们会问另外一个人。哎，朝南瓦堆爬的路到底是往哪走？那个人又会指向另外一个方向。
They knew their destination, but they didn't. They were too intoxicated in love of God to even know which way to go.
当然，他们知道他们的目的地所在，但是他们是如此的如痴如醉，在 kirtan 中非常的忘我，以至于他们都不知道我到底是在往哪里走。
And everywhere they went, simply by seeing these ecstatic.Vaishnavas filled with love for Krishna chanting the holy name, they also became transformed into madmen, like the followers of Lord Nityananda.
那不论他们去往哪里，那些看到他们如此如痴如醉的在狂喜之中疯狂的唱诵的这些这些 Vaishnava 们，沿途所见的这些所目睹这一切的人们，他们也变得疯狂起来，就仿佛主尼提亚南达的追随者那样，都陷入了疯狂。
And this went on for days and weeks and months, just spreading the holy name like intoxicated madmen.
而这样的情形就这样持续了无数天，又持续了几周，持续了几个月。他们一直这样就沉醉在这种极乐的狂喜之中，沉醉在狂喜的神爱之中，像疯子一样。
One of the persons in their Sankirtan group was named Gadadhar Das.
在他们这个疯狂的这个队伍中有一个人叫做 Gadadhar Das.
One evening, when they were in a town that was ruled by a very cruel Muslim leader,
有一天晚上，他们所途经的这个地方的统治者是一个非常残酷的穆斯林统治者。
In this same ecstatic mood, Gadadhar Das went to his palace in the middle of the night.
就处在这种狂喜的这种疯狂之中，Gadadhar Das 在夜晚午夜时分潜入了这个穆斯林统治者的这个宫殿当中。
He went inside the palace, went right past the sleeping guard.And stood at the bottom of the tall circular stairway, calling out loudly, chant Hari, 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 at the top of his voice, ecstatic mood.
他经过那些 处在沉睡中的这些侍卫，他径直来到了那个旋转楼梯的这个底部，然后用他的最大的嗓门高声呐喊着，请唱诵 Hari 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 的圣名吧。
The Muslim king woke up and he was astonished, what's this noise going inside my palace?
这个穆斯林国王他就从这种叫声中惊醒起来，然后他的纳闷，到底是什么在他的宫殿里发出这样的噪音，这样的大声。
When he woke up, he stood at the top of the stairs and looked down at this dancing madman, Gadadhar Das, calling out, Chant Hari, Hari.
当他起床之后，来到这个旋转楼梯的最顶端，他朝下看到了那个在疯狂中起舞的这位奉献者，就是 Gadadhar Das 在那里张开双臂，边跳舞，他边高声高喊着，请唱诵哈利的圣名吧。
The king was both astonished and moved by the ecstasy of Gadadhar.
这个穆斯林国王，他一边非常的惊讶，他另外一方面对 Gadadhar Das 的他这种狂喜之情，他非常的为之感动。
So instead of punishing him, the king said,Whoever you are, it's too late at night. Tomorrow, I can chant Hari, Hari.
所以他并没有去惩罚他，取而代之，他说。
And Gadadhar Das started dancing more wildly and danced right out the front door saying, He has said, Hari, Hari.
看那个
And left, went home.
在给你发了一个信息。
诶？啊。Manini Radha, 又没有听到你的声音了。
Oh. Sorry, Gumar, is internet connection is not stable, sorry.
Your internet is not stable?
Yes, I just...
You fixed it?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, so should I say that last part again?
Yes, sorry, Maharaj.
Okay. The Muslim king, in a state of being moved by Gadadhar Pandit's ecstasy and...finding the situation so strange. He just said, it's so late, tomorrow I can chant Hari, Hari. And Gadadhar started dancing more wildly and went out the front door saying, he has said, Hari, Hari, because he just wanted to induce him, even once, to chant the holy name.
因为穆斯林国王发现他这个实在是太奇特了，他被他这种狂喜的精神所动容，所以他说啊，我明天再唱诵主哈利的圣名吧。就这样 Gadadhar Das 他在狂喜之中，他更大声地喊着哈利哈利的圣名，朝着大门走去。因为他是如此的狂喜，他认为他哪怕只是一次向众人去介绍主哈利的圣名都是非常非常值得的。
The author of Chaitanya Bhagavat writes,In this way, this is like a grain of rice in a pot of rice, and in this way, we can understand the behavior of Lord Nityananda and his associates in giving the holy name to everyone in every town and village.
So, Chaitanya Bhagavat 的作者就这样评述道，这就仿佛从一缸米中取出了一粒米那样，可见一斑。我们可以推测，主 Nityananda 的他的所有的同游们都是如此非常积极的在传播主的圣名，把主的圣名传播到每一个乡村城镇，每一个角落，每一个人。
This is the architecture structure that marks the actual birthplace of Chaitanya, of Lord Nityananda in Ekachakra.
这个建筑就是 标注出这个主尼提亚南达他的出生地的在 Eka Chakra 这个地方的出生地的这个建筑。
Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are often called brothers, but they were brothers by love, not by birth. They had different parents.
主尼提亚南达和主禅天尼亚马哈帕布通常被认为是兄弟，当然他们这个兄弟的身份实际上是爱的意义上的兄弟，而不是从他们的出生父母那里得到了这个兄弟的这个身份。
The father of Lord Nityananda was the celebrated Hadai Pandit, and his mother's name is Padmavati.
主尼提亚南达他的父亲是非常著名的学者，叫 Hadai Pandit， 他的母亲是 Padmavati.
And Hadai Pandit was the most respected Brahmana Vaishnav in a place where Eka Chakra was the seat of high philosophical learning, much like Navadvipa was.
Hadai Pandit, 他所在的这个城市有点像 Navadvipa， 它是一个集聚了所有的最高智慧的这个智慧精英的所在地。
Lord Nityananda appeared 12 years before Lord Chaitanya appeared.
主尼提亚南达他是在主查泰尼亚马哈帕布显现前12年显现的。
In this way, he was considered the elder brother.
所以从这个意义上来说，他被认为是他的哥哥。
In the temple,In Eka Chakra, we find this deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在 Eka Chakra,
Lord Nityananda, excuse me.
在 Eka Chakra, 它这个庙宇里面可以找到这样一尊神像，这是主尼提亚南达的神像。
And in that same temple, there's this very beautiful painting of Lord Nityananda in the mood of separation from Lord Chaitanya.
同样在这个庙里还有一幅有一幅图画，这个是主尼提亚南达处在与查泰尼亚马哈帕布的分离之情的这样一个状态。
When Lord Nityananda was a little boy, although he had not even gone to school yet, he knew all of Krishna's pastimes, and so with the other boys, he would perform Krishna's pastimes in great detail, including the Kaliya serpent and...Many, many nice details described.
在尼提亚南达帕布还是个小孩子的时候，尽管他没有上过学，但是他对主 Krishna 的逍遥时光非常的就如数家珍，包括很多很多的细节，比如卡利亚蛇的这个逍遥时光的种种细节。
Sometimes, as you see in this drawing, it was the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra.
就如你们所见的这张图画里，有的时候他也会上演主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光。
And he would have all the boys perform different roles and tell them what to say, and he was often the lead role. He's just a little boy.
他还会告诉所有的小伙伴们，你应该如何说，如何扮演怎样的角色。通常他就是领衔的这样的一个角色，尽管他只是一个小男孩。
The parents.Of the other boys were astonished. Where did he learn all these pastimes?
其他小孩子的父母都会非常讶异，你是从哪里知道这些逍遥时光的？
And when they asked him, he would just smile and say, "These are my pastimes."
而当他们去问他的时候，他只是微笑地回答说，哎呀，这些都是我的逍遥时光。
They didn't understand the truth that he was revealing.
他们其实并不明白他所揭示的真相。
When he was just 12 years old, one mendicant traveling sannyasi visited Eka Chakra.
在尼提亚南达十二岁的时候，当时有一个行脚僧，这样一个 sannyasi， 他来到了 Eka Chakra.
Hadai Pandit invited him, "Come stay at my home and take your meals."
Hadai Pandit 就盛情地邀请了这个 Sannyasi 说请来到我的家里吧。
After staying in Eka Chakra for some time, the sannyasi made a request. Please give your son to travel with me so I have an assistant as I travel about all the holy places of India.
在 Eka Chakra 待了一段时间之后，这个 sannyasi 向 Hadapandita 提出这样的邀请，就是要求说，请把你的孩子给我吧，这样我就可以有一个同伴，能够伴随我去到访印度的各个圣地。
Hadapandita fainted. He couldn't stand separation from his beloved son.Nimai.
Hadapandita, 他陷入了晕厥之中，他实在无法去承受这种与他心爱的孩子Nitai分别的这样的一种情愫。
The pastime very much resembles the same mood of Dasarath being asked to give his son to go with Vishwamitra Muni.
这里他所展现出的情愫与在主 Ramachandra 逍遥时光里面 Dasarath 就是被邀请被 Vishwamitra Muni 要求给予他的儿子的时候的情愫非常相似。
What we can understand, devotees, is that there are flavors of ecstasy that have different ways that they play out in Leelas of our Lords, but the mood of ecstasy resembles another pastime. Many cases.
那么亲爱的奉献者，我们可以从中理解到一点，就是这个狂喜的这种风味，或者说这种情愫的风味，其实会在主不同的逍遥时光里面得以展现，他们其中的心态是彼此相似的。
But with great reservation, Hadai Pandit allowed his son to go with the sannyasi.
但是尽管如此怀着这种敬畏之情， Hadai Pandit 还是把他的孩子交给了这位 sannyasi.
And with this sannyasi for a number of years, Lord Nityananda traveled to holy places throughout India.
就在与这位 sannyasi 一同去一同相伴的日子里，主 Nityananda 就这样到访了遍访了这个印度的各个圣地。
The same pastime is found in Krishna Leela, where Balaram tours to holy places throughout the land.
那类似的逍遥时光同样可以在主 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面得以找到，就是 Balaram 他遍访了各个圣地。
There's a very wonderful passage from Bhakti Ratnakar describing Hadai Pandit looking down the road as the sannyasi and his son departed.
Sorry, which scripture?
There's a very nice passage in Bhakti Ratnakar describing the scene of the sannyasi and his son traveling down the road and the feelings that he was undergoing as his son departed.
在 Bhakti Ratnakar 这本这个著作中有一段话中描述了当时 Hadapandita 就是看着这个途中的这个这条小径，就望向他离别的儿子。
And the rasa is very, very similar to the residents of Vrindavan experiencing Krishna's departure from Vrindavan.
这种 rasa 与在当 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 的时候的这个情愫是非常相似的。
One of the places that Lord Nityananda visited was in Pandharpur from Vitala.
其中主尼天丹的他拜访的一个地方是在 Pandharpur 的 Vitala.
When our devotees went on our yatra recently, most recent, we visited the Pandharpur and took darshan of Lord Vitala.
就在我们最近的一次朝圣中我们就来到了这个 Pandharpur 拜访了这个 Vitala.
And it was in Pandharpur that Lord Nityananda received Diksha, Mantra Diksha, from Lakshmipati Tirtha.
那就是在 Pandharpur 这个地方，主 Nityananda 从 Lakshmipati 得到提尔塔那里得到了启迪。
And after departing Pandharpur, one of the places that Lord Nityananda stayed for some time was in Vrindavan.
而在主尼塔那那离开了潘达普之后，他所在的地方就是文达文。
And this is a photograph of the place where Lord Nityananda would often stay right by the side of the Jamuna River.
途中就是主尼塔那那经常在这个亚姆纳河畔所待的地方。
We have visited this place each time we go to Vrindavan.
我们在每次去文达文的时候，我们都会来到这里。
Lord Nityananda was simply waiting and waiting for the devotee pastimes of Lord Chaitanya to begin.
主尼塔那那一直在等待着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的这个逍遥时光何时上演。
Because in the childhood of Lord Chaitanya, he was acting not like a devotee but like a super scholar.
刚才是提到了奉献者 Chaitanya， 因为在主 Chaitanya 童年的时期，他更多像一个学者，而不是像一个奉献者那样形式。
But his pastime was arranged in such a way that he eventually took initiation from his spiritual master.
但是逍遥时光是这样演进的，直到他有一天接受了他的灵性导师的这样的一个启迪。
And from that point in time when he began chanting, he became ecstatic, and that's when Lord Nityananda left Vrindavan to go associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
而就从那时起，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他开始唱诵，然后陷入了狂喜之中。就从那个时候，主 Nityananda 就离开了文达文，他前去与 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会见。
There's a very detailed, ecstatic description of their meeting.
关于他们的相会有着非常详细的描述。
Lord Chaitanya told everyone, "Last night I had a dream."
就查特尼亚马哈帕布告诉每个人说，昨天晚上我做了一个梦。
And he described the details of the dream were this effulgent.Saintly person came to Navadvip and he was chanting the holy name and dancing in great ecstasy. I have understood a great personality has now come to Navadvip. Two men, you go try to find him everywhere. They searched everywhere. They couldn't find him.
他说我昨晚梦见一个浑身发着光灿的这样一位圣人来到了 Navadvip， 他在狂喜之中舞蹈着。我想这一定是一位非常崇高的人物，他来到了 Navadvip， 你们两个人你们到处去给我找，把他找到然后这两位奉献者就到四处寻找，结果都没有找到主尼塔南达帕布。
At the end of the day, having searched everywhereThey came back to report to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They couldn't find him.
结果就这样，他们找了一天，到一天的结尾的时候，他们不得不返回说，我们到哪里都没有找到主尼塔那那帕布。
Lord Chaitanya said, "Let us go to the house of Nandan Acharya, and that's where he is."
他说，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说。让我们去 Ananda Charya 那里去寻找吧，他就是那个圣他这个地方就是那个圣人所藏匿的地方。
The house of Nandan Acharya is right adjacent to our Mayapur ISKCON property.
Ananda Charya 他的住所其实就紧邻着我们在 Mayapur 的这个 ISKCON 的这个
Lord Nityananda was hiding, wanting Lord Chaitanya to display his divinity, and so he did. When he went there, the two lords met and you see the ecstatic experience between them.
主尼卡曼达他就是有意想要让主查塔尼亚帕布去把他发从中发现，所以这个途中就是主尼卡曼达与查塔尼亚马哈帕布相会的情景。
After some time, the Sankirtan pastime of Mahaprabhu and his associates began.
经过了一段时间，他们的这个Kirtan 就开始举行。
And he wanted Lord Nityananda and Haridas to spread the holy name. That was his wish, and that was his instruction to them both.
Junikananda 和 Haridas 都被主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所训示，让他们去传播圣名。
Please read the text below.
听着 Nityananda， 听着 Haridas， 把我的命令传播到各处，挨门挨户的去祈求所有的居民，请唱诵 Krishna 的名字，崇拜 Krishna， 并教其他人遵守 Krishna 的教导吧。除此之外，不要说别的，或者不要让他人说别的。
And so they went each day into the public, into marketplaces, and here and there, encouraging people to chant the holy name.
所以就这样，他们两人每天就到各种公共集会的场所，到市场去叫每一个人，呼吁每一个人去唱诵主的圣名。
One day, in a mood of ecstatic devotion to Krishna, Lord Nityananda jumped into the Ganga and was swimming around with the alligators.
有一天，主 Nityananda 处在狂喜之中，他就跳入了恒河，与这个鳄鱼一同游泳。
The devotees on the side of the Ganga were warning him, look out, it's very dangerous, and he was laughing and splashing them and paying no attention.
站在岸上的奉献者非常紧张的大声警告着主尼田丹丹，说小心旁边有鳄鱼，但是主尼田丹丹浑然不在意，他还与鳄鱼们互相就吸水。
And sometimes he would go by the bank of the Ganga, and when the brahmanas were bathing, he would take their dhoti.
而有的时候，主尼卡丹达会行走在这个恒河的岸堤上，然后去拿走那些在水中沐浴的桑尼亚西他们的 dhoti.
Or put one brahman's dhoti in one place and the others in his place and laugh.
或者有的时候，他把这个人的 dhoti 放到那个人的 dhoti 的位置。调换他们这个衣服的所在的位置，然后在旁边笑他们。
Then the brahmanas would come complain to Haridas, "You're responsible for this man. What are you doing?" And Haridas went back to Lord Chaitanya and said, "I don't want to go with him anymore. He's too crazy."
然后这些桑尼亚斯就会向 Haridas 去抱怨说，你得为这些东西负责呀，这个人怎么疯疯癫癫的。然后 Haridas 就返回了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里，说我再也不想和这个人在一起走了，这个人太奇怪了，疯疯癫癫的。
Lord Chaitanya managed to pacify Haridas and they continued.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就会安抚下 Haridas， 然后他们就会继续同行。
Then one day they saw two wild drunkards, Jagai and Madhai, in the marketplace.
然后有一天，他俩就在集市上遇到了两个这个醉醺醺的醉鬼，加盖和马代。
They were throwing things around in the marketplace and harassing people and wildly drunk. Lord Nityananda wanted to know, who are these two?
他们在加盖和马代在集市里面四处乱扔东西，还不停地恐吓所有的人。这时候主尼卡丹达就很好奇，说这两个人到底是谁啊？
And when he heard the story that they were brahmanas that had become fallen by bad association, he thought, this is a perfect opportunity to disclose to the world how great is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Let's deliver them to the chanting of the holy name.
听到了这个主尼卡丹达帕布听到了这两位醉鬼原来是堕落的婆罗门，因为不良涟漪他们变得堕落了。这时候尼提亚丹达帕布非常的狂喜，他说这就是绝佳的这个机会，是绝佳的机会让我们向世人展现主查坦尼亚马哈帕布仁慈的时候，我们要把他们拯救出来，然后让他们唱颂主的圣名。
So you know the story. Lord Nityananda the next day went straight away to where the two brothers were and pleaded with them in a loud voice, chant, Hari, Hari.
你们大家都知道这个故事，就是第二天主尼提亚南达帕布就来到这两个这个加甘和马代面前去恳求他们，请唱颂主哈利的圣名吧，请唱颂主哈利的圣名吧。
And one of the two brothers picked up a clay pot and threw it at Lord Nityananda's head. And as you see from the painting, blood came to his head.
那其中他们兄弟俩的一个人就抄起一个陶罐朝主尼提亚南达帕布的头砸去，就像你们在图中看到的一样，他的头开始流血。
And Lord Nityananda just tolerated it and said, never mind, please chant Hari Hari. But Lord Chaitanya was very disturbed when he heard this news.
尼提亚南达帕布毫不在意，他就说没关系，你们求求你们就唱颂主哈利的圣名吧。但是这个传到了主查坦尼亚马哈帕布耳朵中，他非常的受打扰。
He came with his Sudarshan Chakra ready to kill these two dacoits.
就查坦尼亚马哈帕布带着他的 Sudarshan Chakra 就来到他们面前，他准备用 Sudarshan Chakra 结果了这两个兄弟。
But Lord Nityananda checked his arm and said, no, no, in this incarnation you don't kill the demons, you deliver them. Please deliver Jagai and Madhai.
但是主尼提亚南达帕布制止了主查坦尼亚马哈帕布，他说在这个化身中你不是来杀灭恶魔的，你需要拯救他们，请拯救加盖和马代吧。
He then said they have to fall at your feet and beg your forgiveness and then I'll take away my Sudarshan Chakra.
就查坦尼亚马哈帕布就说那么好，他们俩必须要跪在就倒在你的莲花足下祈求你的原谅，这样我才会收回我的 Sudarshan Chakra.
Both brothers understood the seriousness of this life-threatening situation. They surrendered to Lord Nityananda.
那么这两个兄弟俩终于在这个危及生命的紧急时刻，他们终于醒悟了过来，他们向主尼提亚南达臣服了。
Now,You continue to look at this painting, and I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
请大家接着欣赏这幅图。Maharaj 稍微离开片刻。
Following this incident, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya had some disagreement.
就在这个事件之后，主尼天丹达和主查坦尼亚马哈帕布之间出现了一些分歧。
Lord Nityananda's inspiration or his intention was to show to the world the glories of Lord Chaitanya that he could deliver anyone.
其实在这件事件中，主尼天丹达帕布他的初衷实际上是想通过这个事件告诉世人，啊，一切人都可以被主查坦尼亚马哈帕布拯救，想去荣耀主查坦尼亚马哈帕布。
So Lord Chaitanya disagreed. It wasn't me, it was you. You are the compassionate one. And you have delivered them by your kindness. Even they were drunkards and they hit you in the head. You just wanted their welfare.
主查坦尼亚马哈帕布认为这一切都是取决于你的仁慈啊，你的一片仁善之心，你甚至拯救了两个醉鬼。
And Lord Nityananda said, but it is you who have delivered them, not me.
但是主尼天丹帕布说，这可是你救了他们呀，不是我拯救了他们。
And this is the way of the followers of Lord Nityananda.
这就是主尼天丹的他的追随者的这样一个形式的作风。
Devotees,We're trying to become followers of Lord Nityananda.
奉献者们，我们都是在努力想要成为主尼天丹达的追随者。
Nityananda approached Jagai and Madhai, Prabhupada said, and we are also enjoined to approach the small Jagais and Madhais of this world to give them the holy name.
帕帕说，就像主尼天丹达接近了加盖和马代那样，我们现在也在接触，我们也在怀着一种积极的心态去接触那些小的这些加盖和马代们。
The scene that you see in this painting is our life as Vaishnavas.
你们在这个图中所见到的这个崭新的主题，实际上就是我们 Vaishnava 的这个使命所在。
It's Lord Chaitanya who is the deliverer of misdirected people.
实际上是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他拯救了这些胡作非为的人们。
And it's Lord Nityananda and his followers who are the instrument of Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
而主 Nityananda 和以及主 Nityananda 的追随者们去扮演了传递这份仁慈的工具。
We want Lord Chaitanya's mercy to go to everybody.
我们想要让主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈遍布传递到每个人手里。
Following his instruction and the instruction of his disciplic succession, we take the holy name and the message of Krishna.To all categories and classes of people, petitioning them, please accept.
那么我们就随着我们通过这个使徒传系，就将主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的教导将圣名传递给每一个人。
And we're dependent upon the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for their deliverance.
而我们全然的依赖。主查坦尼亚马哈帕布的仁慈
In this way, the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began in Navadvip, led by Lord Nityananda.
就这样，主查坦尼亚马哈帕布他的这个 Sankirtan 的这个运动在 Navadvip 开始掀起，而这个运动是由主尼天丹达帕布所带领的。
In their pastimes together,Lord Nityananda was even involved in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's accepting sannyas.
在他们的逍遥时光中，主尼天丹达帕布甚至参与了主查坦尼亚马哈帕布接受sannyasi的这个事件。
This is a painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving his home in the dead of night to go to Katwa to receive sannyas.
在这个图中啊所展现的图画，就是在一个寂静的夜晚，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布离开家中，前往卡特瓦去接受桑尼亚西启迪。
And Lord Nityananda accompanied him. This painting is showing his sannyas guru, Keshava Bharati, giving him his sannyas mantras.
主尼天丹那帕布就陪同着这个主柴特尼亚马哈帕布前去此地。这个图中啊，就是啊，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布他的 sannyas guru Keshava Bharati.
The paintings at the bottom.Is the barber whose name was Madhu, very celebrated person.
那这个图的底部啊，是一个理发师，他的名字叫 Madhu， 他是一个非常著名的一个人物。
In fact, in Katwa, there's a samadhi for Madhu the barber.
实际上，在 Katwa 这个地方，当地就有为这个理发师 Madhu 所建的 samadhi.
And there's a samadhi.For the hair of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
而在此地还有一个专门为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时削去的秀发所建的 Samadhi.
Madhu was unable to cut his hair and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted and it was very difficult, but he did it. He did that service and then sannyas initiation was given.
当时马杜非常的无法下手去削去主的一头秀发，但是主柴特尼亚马哈帕布非执意要他这么做，于是马杜就坚持的完成了这个服务。完成这个服务之后，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布接受了他的萨尼亚西。
At this time, Gadadhar, who we spoke about before, he was living in Katwa.
在我们之前提到的 Gadadhar， 他当时就也住在卡图瓦这个地方。
So he was present along with Nityananda Mukunda and others.
所以他Gadadhar 与 Mukunda 以及其他人也都在场。
This is another painting of Lord Chaitanya's sannyas and the experience that the residents of Katwa were having seeing the Lord taking vows of renunciation.
这是另外一幅图。展现了主当时接受桑尼亚西的这个逍遥时光，当时在这个卡特瓦的这个在场的所有人，他们都见证了主接受桑尼亚西的这个启迪的这发下誓言的这个过程。
And Keshava Bharati is handing him his sannyas danda.
Keshava Bharati 就把他的桑尼亚西danda这个棍子就交给了他。
Later, that sannyas danda was part of.A pastime between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
之后这个 Sannyasi 棍子它就成为了主 Nityananda 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 另外一个逍遥时光中的一个部分。
After Sannyas, Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri to make that as his headquarters at the encouragement or request of his mother.
在那之后应他的母亲的这样的一个要求，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布前往加格纳的普瑞，想把那里作为他的一个总部。
Lord Chaitanya was carrying his danda and his water sannyas water pot.
那个时候，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布他拿着他的桑尼亚西棍以及他的桑尼亚西的水罐。
When he wanted Lord Chaitanya wanted to cross this river to go to the other side because there were some nice temples he wanted to pay respects.
当经过这个河经过这条河流的时候，就柴特尼亚马哈帕布看到河对岸有很多庙宇，他打算要横渡这条河去前去觐见庙里的神像。
So he entrusted his danda to Lord Nityananda so he could cross the river.
所以他就把他的桑尼亚西棍就他的danda交给了主尼天丹达帕布，这样他好去游到这个河对岸去。
And Lord Nityananda had a little conversation with that danda.
而主尼塔南达帕布和这个丹达这个棍子产生了有趣的对话。
He said, "Who are you, holding the Supreme Lord in austerity? He's the Lord and Master of everyone. You have no place restricting him to cut the confines of sannyas vows. So he broke the danda in three pieces and threw it in the river.
他对这根三角形棍子说：“你是谁啊？你能让我们的主来去啊去承受这样的一个苦行？这里没有你的位置。”于是他就把这根棍子折成了三段，扔到了河里。
The mood of Lord Nityananda was to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the supreme Lord, who doesn't need to undergo austerities or take any vows or anything like that.
主尼天南娜帕布他的心态就是他是主柴特尼亚马哈帕布为至尊主，他根本不需要去承受任何的苦行或者发下任何苦行的誓言。
That's why he broke the danda.
这就是为什么他把这个丹达这根棍子折成了三段。
And when Lord Chaitanya came back after having darshan of those temples, they continued walking till they got to just the outside area of the town of Jagannath Puri.
就这样，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布他拜访完那里的神像，那里的神庙之后，他就返回，他们又一行人就继续前往 Jagannath Puri， 就直到他们走到了这个 Jagannath Puri 这个城的外缘。
And Lord Chaitanya came a little bit more to external consciousness and asked Nityananda for his danda.
这个时候，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布他稍微的回到了他这个外在的知觉，于是他就问，转而去问尼田丹达帕布说：“我的这个丹达，我的棍子在哪
？”And Lord Nityananda made up a story.
而主尼田丹达帕布他就编了一个故事。
He said, "My dear Lord, in a swoon of ecstasy, you fell on the danda, it broke, and so I threw it away."
说我的主啊，你刚才完全的处在这个狂喜之中，然后你就摔倒在地啊，这个晕厥在地，所以你的棍子就折断了。
Because I've not carried out your instructions properly, you can punish me however you like.
因为我没有恰当的履行你给我的训示，你可以啊想怎么惩罚我都可以。
Lord Chaitanya said, "I don't want to travel with you anymore."
就陈天尼阿帕帕布说，我再也不想跟你一起旅行了。
My only worldly possession is my danda, and you lost it.
我唯一的在这个世上的这个财产就是这个danda这个棍子，你却把它给弄丢了。
So from this point forward, either all of you, there were four others with Lord Chaitanya, all of you can go to see Lord Jagannath first, and I'll wait here.Or I'll go first, and you wait here.
最后，主柴特尼亚马哈帕布对在场的四个人说：“他说，要么你们先去，我待在这儿，前去加格纳的普瑞；要么我先走，你们在这里等着。”
But we will not travel together.
但是我们是不可能在一起旅行了。
It was Lord Chaitanya's plan.In his Leela to enter the temple of Jagannath and fall in ecstasy and go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It was all well scripted Leela.
实际上这是主柴特尼亚马哈帕布他的计划，他是打算一个人独自前往加格纳特庙宇，然后在晕倒在地，然后去拜访 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中这个上演这段逍遥时光。
So as you can see,There are many confidential ways that Lord Nityananda engaged in pastimes with Lord Chaitanya.
所以正如你们所见，会有一些非常机密的方式，就是主尼田丹纳帕布他会以非常机密的一些方式参与到主柴特尼亚马哈帕布的逍遥时光中。
One of the greatest acharyas in our disciplic line from Lord Chaitanya is Narottam Das Thakur.
那在我们这个主柴特尼亚马哈帕布这条史书传习中有一位非常著名的 Acharya 就是 Narottama Das Thakur.
He composed many beautiful songs. One of them is this one, Nittai Pada Kamala.
他编撰了非常美妙的许许多多非常美妙的 Vaishnava 歌曲，其中有一首就是这首 Nittai Pada Kamala.
Kamala means lotus.
Kamala 的意思是莲花。
And Pada means feet.
Pada 的意思就是足。
So Pada Kamala means lotus feet.
所以 Pada Kamala 意味着就是莲花足。
So the song is glorifying the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which you see in this painting.
所以这首歌就荣耀了主 Nityananda 的莲花足，也这个莲花足就是图中你们所看到的。
Now let's hear one of the first lines of the song.
让我们看一下这首歌曲里面的第一段。主 Nityananda 的莲花足是庇护所，在那里一个人将得到不止一轮，而是数百万轮明月，清爽宜人的月辉。如果世界想要拥有真正的和平，就该托庇于主 Nityananda， 除非一个人托庇在主 Nityananda 莲花足的庇荫之下，不然会很难接近 Radha Krishna。 如果一个人真的想进入 Radha Krishna 的舞会，他必须牢牢抓住主 Nityananda 的莲花足。
We're followers of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
我们是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主 Nityananda 的追随者。
Because they're leading us to the lotus feet of Radha Krishna.
因为他们将我们带往 Radha Krishna 的莲花足。
Our teaching is like this.
我们的教导是这样的。
We want to restore our eternal relationship with Krishna.
我们想要恢复修复我们与 Krishna 永恒的关系。
This will be possible if we get the mercy of Radharani.
要做到这一点，我们必须要得到 Radharani 的仁慈。
But how to get the mercy of Radharani?
但我们如何得到 Radharani 的仁慈呢？
If you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you get the mercy of Radharani.
如果你得到主尼天南主查坦尼亚马哈帕布的仁慈，那么你得到 Radharani 的仁慈。
So how to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya?
那么我们要怎么得到这个主查坦尼亚马哈帕布的仁慈呢？
Well, if you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
那如果你得到主尼天南的仁慈，那么你就能得到主查坦尼亚马哈帕布的仁慈。
So how do you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
那么你怎么能够得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈呢？
You approach the jagais and madhais of this world.
你就去接近这个世界上的加盖和马代们吧。
As you all know, Giridhari Swami is taking very serious responsibility to increase book distribution because this will gain the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by which you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya,by which you get the mercy of Radha, by which you get the mercy of Krishna.
正如你们大家都知道的， Giridhari Swami 他非常的把这个训示当成非常的对此非常认真，他在大力的推广支持和这个派书的运动，因为通过派书我们能够得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈，继而得到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，继而得到 Radharani 的仁慈，才得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
In this song by Narottam Das Thakur, we're hearing.
在这首我们将要听我们听到的这个这首 Narottam Das Thakur 的歌曲当中。
Please read.
如果一个人真的想进入 Radha Krishna 的舞会，那么就要紧紧抓住主 Nityananda 的莲花足。
In this painting, we see Raghunath Das Goswami at the feet of Lord Nityananda.
在这个图中我们看到 Raghunath Das Thakur 他扑倒在主 Nityananda 的莲花足下。
The place is Panihati in West Bengal.
这个所在地是在西孟加拉的这个 Panihati 这个地方。
And this is the place where Raghunath Das got the mercy of Lord Nityananda to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.So he could get the mercy of Radha Krishna.
在这个地方就是主就是 Raghunath Das Thakur 他在这里得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈，他得因此才得到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，才得到Radha Krishna 的仁慈。
Here's somebody else that got the mercy of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet.
这张图上还有另外一个人，他得到了主尼强丹娜的仁慈。
The person on the receiving end of Lord Nityananda's feet is a very, very celebrated devotee who is leading all the devotees to go visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navadvipa to visit him in Puri.
在这个途中这个 接受到这个主尼坦丹娜帕布的莲花族的这位奉献者是一位非常杰出的奉献者他当时 带领着所有的 Navadvipa 的奉献者们、前往加格纳的 Puri 去觐见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
His name is Shivananda Singh
他的名字叫 Shivananda、
Shivananda Singh S-E-N、
Shivananda Singh
In the past time, Shivananda Singh was very busy taking care of everybody's crossing rivers and accommodations and meals and everything that 300 people need. That's a very busy service.
那 Shivananda Singh 他的一个主要的服务就是、协助大家过河呀照顾他们的起居呀等等照顾整整三百个人的这样的一个各方面的起居细节，这就是他所做的这个服务。
One day, Lord Nityananda had to wait when Shivananda was taking care of practical matters, and he was hungry.
有一天，主尼坦丹娜帕布就在那等着啊 ，Shivananda Singh， 因为他当时在照顾其他人的一些啊非常实际的这些需求。所以他当时，但是当时主尼坦丹娜帕布非常的饿。
So when he came late, you see what happened. Lord Nityananda kicked him in the chest.
所以当他迟到的时候，你看就是发生了这一幕，就是你们图中所见的这一幕。主尼坦丹娜一脚踢在了他的胸膛上。
Shivananda Singh was ecstatic. I'm at the mercy of Lord Nityananda's foot on my chest. Fantastic.
Shivananda Singh 他非常的开心他说哇我得到了主尼坦丹娜的仁慈他把他的莲花足踢在我的胸膛上
Here's another very nice example of Lord Nityananda's mercy
这里还有另外一个非常、著名的例子展现了主尼坦丹娜的仁慈
This is a vision that Krishnadas Kaviraj saw in a dream
这是一幕是在 Krishna Das Kaviraj 的梦中所展现的一幕。
In the lower left corner of this painting, that's Krishna Das.
在这个图的左下角是、Krishna Das.
There's a detailed description in Chaitanya Charitamrita where、Miniketan Ramdas, a great devotee, was offended by his brother, by Krishna Das Kaviraj's brother.
在主Chaitanya Charitamrita 书中记载了当时Krishna Das 他的哥哥去冒犯了一位奉献者的这样一个逍遥时光
Some details are described but the essence is Krishna Das Kaviraj's brother respected Lord Chaitanya but not Lord Nityananda
其中有些细节就不详述了但是其中有一点就是 Krishna Das 他的哥哥当时他尊敬、主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 但是他却忽略了主 Nityananda Prabhu
So Krishna Das publicly scolded his brother and told him you're going to fall down because of this offense to Lord Nityananda
而就在大庭广众之下、Krishna Das Kaviraj 就大庭广众之下斥责了他的这个兄弟说你要堕落的你因为你忽略了你就这样无视了主尼坦丹的
And that's a very heavy thing to say to your brother or brother-in-law
这个如果说是对你的哥哥或者对你的姐夫或者这样说的话这个话是非常严重的
That evening Lord Nityananda appeared in his dream
就在那天晚上主尼坦丹达就显现在了 Krishna Das 的梦中
and said you have properly understood the position
他说你非常恰当地理解了我的这个位置我的地位
of myself and Lord Nityananda, and for this I am giving you residence in Vrindavan. Take shelter of Radha Krishna at once.
他说你理解了我作为主尼强丹达的这个地位，那么我要许给你一块在文达文的 这一块居所，请你立刻托庇于主Radha Krishna。
So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Krishna Das got the instruction to take residence in Vrindavan.
所以凭借着主尼强丹达的仁慈，Krishna Das Kaviraj 他就得到这样一个训示，他就去居住在了文达文。
And the same thing happened to Jiva Goswami. This is a painting of that.
而同样的事情发生在了 Jiva Goswami 身上，这是这个事件的这个图画。
Jiva Goswami wanted the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Jiva Goswami 他想得到主Chaitanya 的仁慈。
As a young man, he went to Navadvip to see the places of Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
他当时还是个年轻人，他就这样到访了这个 Navadvip， 他主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演逍遥时光的地方。
Lord Nityananda came from his hometown, Kardaha, and received Jiva Goswami and took him through all the places of Navadvip.
而主 Nityananda 他就从他的这个居所卡达哈来到这里，前来迎接了这个基瓦格斯瓦米，并且带他游历了所有的这些上演逍遥时光的这些地方。
And at the end, Nityananda also gave Jiva Goswami residence in Vrindavan.
而在这个游历结束的时候，主尼提南达也给了这个基瓦格斯瓦米，许给他了一块就是在文达文的一个居所。
If you want to be qualified.To take shelter of Krishna in Vrindavan, you know where to go. You go to Lord Nityananda.
So, you 们如果想要在文达文托庇于居住在那里，就是托庇于 Radha Krishna， 你们知道你们该去找谁？你们应当去找 Nityananda.
Lord Nityananda is the most merciful feature of Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
主尼提卡南达是展现主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈的最为仁慈的一个形象。
He wants to bestow pure holy name.
他想要赐给众人纯粹的圣名。
And he requires a fair price.
而他的要价非常公平。
And the fair price is faith.
这个要的价码就是信念。
So go to Lord Nityananda and give your faith and he'll give you the pure holy name.
所以去找主尼提南达吧，把你的信心交给他，然后你就能得到纯粹的圣名。
And this is the mercy manifestation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这张图画展现的就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的仁慈的展现，仁慈的形象。
For this reason, we worshipGauranitai.
也就是因为这个原因，我们崇拜 Gauranitai.
They're often seen like this, dancing and chanting.
他们通常就是呈现出这样的样子，他们载歌载舞。
And here's a deity form of the two lords.
这个是两位主的这个神像的形象。
And many of you know very well the Panchatattva in Shrida Mayapur.
你们中很多人应该都很熟悉，这是Shrida Mayapu 的这个 Panchatattva 的神像。
And there he is, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
这里就是主 Nityananda 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay, so that's it for this evening.
So
you're now prepared for.Receiving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda on his appearance day in a few days.
所以这就是今晚我们所讲的内容。而几天之后，我们就将迎来主尼提亚南达帕布的他的显现日。
Okay, so you want to read out the questions? Rajendra's first, of course.
Thank you, Maharaj. Long time no see, and I miss you a lot. I hope you everything.
No, read in okay. Read in Chinese first.
Oh, okay. 感谢 Maharaj， 好久不见，甚是想念。祈祷您万事如意，福如东海。今日斗胆一问，是解疑惑。就像主 Balaram 有自己的 Gopi 团队 ，Krishna 有自己的 Gopi 团队，同样主 Nityananda 有自己的同游团队 ，Mahaprabhu 也有自己的队伍，他们之间的关系是什么？如何相处？这令人联想到，您有您的团队，其他 Maharaj 有其他各自的团队，这些团队之间的关系是什么？如何相处？还是老死不相往来？跪谢 Hare Krishna。Thank you, Maharaj. Long time no see, and wish you everything goes on very well. And I would like to ask you boldly, and I wish I would like to get answer from you and to dispel my my confusion. Just like Lord Balaram has his own Gopi group, and Krishna has his own Gopi group, and similarly.Lord Nityananda has his own group of associates, and Mahaprabhu also has his own group. What's the relationship between these two groups, and how the group members get along with each other? And it made me think that you has your group, and the other Maharaj has their own group. But what's the relationship between...these different groups, among these different groups, and how they get along with each other, or they just don't get contact to different members. So could you kindly explain this to me? And thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Those devotees who were sent by Lord Chaitanya to be with Lord Nityananda, they were in the mood of cowherd boys.
那些被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 派去与主 Nityananda 作为他的同游的那些同游，他们是处在这个牧牛童的心态。
From a rasa perspective, that was their relationship with Krishna.
从这个 rasa 的角度来说，这个牧牛童的心态就是他们与 Krishna 之间的这个 rasa 关系。
Now, from a rasa perspective, in Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila, they associate according to rasa.
那不管是在 Gaura Lila 还是在 Krishna Lila 之中，他们的这个相伴同游的这个都是基于他们的 rasa.
With Balaram's rasa dance, he specifically did not engage in.Dancing with the same gopis that Krishna was dancing with.
那在主Balaram 他的上演的 Rasa 之舞当中，他特别的是没有去和那些与 Krishna 跳 Rasa 之舞的这些牧牛姑娘们去跳舞。
But the gopis in this group, that group, or the associates of Lord Nityananda and the associates of Lord Chaitanya.They were in complete harmony because there was one purpose.
但是不管是这个牧牛姑娘团队还是另外一个牧牛姑娘的团队，或者说是主 Gauranga 他的这个同游，以及主 Nityananda 他们同游，他们之间彼此是非常和睦的，因为他们只有同一个目的。
Now, how that plays itself into ISKCON is also part of your question.
那么你的问题中还有一部分就是那如此这个比较相似的这个在 ISKCON 这个各个团队之间是如何相处的
Now Rajendra you have followers also they're persons who look up to you and they want to seek your guidance and inspiration and they're all across the board all throughout the whole you know mainland China and elsewhere probably soWhat's your mood and what's the mood of those who follow you? That is, there's one center. Now, if someone loses track of that center, then we have material life And if Krishna remains at the center, then we have spiritual life.
那么感觉着你也有你的追随者，这些人可能他们就来自各个地方，他们穿过了这个大陆，然后追随你，那以你为这样一个中心，那你是怎么想的呢？这一切都围绕着一个中心进行的。那么如果没有这个中心核心所在的话，那么我们过的只是一种物质的生活。如果我们没有把 Krishna 放在中心的话，我们的这个灵性生活就是不存在的。
As Prabhupada said, birds of a feather flock together. It's natural.
就像帕法说的，这个羽毛颜色一致的鸟，它们汇聚在一起，或者说是物以类聚，人以群分。
Similarly, in Rupa Goswami's teachings, we are encouraged to associate with like-minded persons.
所以也像 Rupa Goswami 他给我们的训示一样，我们需要与那些与我们心意相投的人去。
And particularly that applies from a rasa perspective.
那尤其是从这个 rasa 这个角度来说的。
But the respect of those in parental affection, those in friendship affection with Krishna, those in conjugal affection with Krishna, they're different groups are notand clashing with one another, or we're better than you are, or any of those materialistic ideas of what is already natural.
那么从这个角度来说，我们怀着这种尊敬的态度，对于别的处在别的 rasa 之中，比如说父母的 rasa 与 Krishna 处在朋友的 rasa， 这种不同的 rasa 的这种情愫之间，我们对他们保持这样的一种尊敬。而这个不存在彼此之间不会存在这种物质主义者之间的这种分歧。
So summary message is three things.
那所以总结下来就是三点。
One, it's natural to associate with like-minded persons.
第一点就是与我们这种心意相投的人去联谊，这是非常自然的。
And two,We have great respect for differences, those who have a disposition or mood or whatever, a different circle that they move in than us. We respect those differences.
那第二点，我们就是要尊重那些不同，对于那些他们的地位处境，或者说他们所环绕的这个中心与我们不同的人，我们要对他们保持一种尊敬这种不同。
And the third is we keep Krishna at the center.
而第三点，我们就是要把 Krishna 放在核心。
And if the second and third are missing, we have turmoil.
如果这个第二点和这个第三点我们都把它忽略的话，那我们就会陷入很麻烦的境地当中。
So keep Krishna at the center and respect differences.
所以我们要把 Krishna 放在中心，同时要去尊重那些不同。
And then your natural affection to associate with like-minded persons is perfect.
那么这样你的第一条就是个 与这种心意相投的人他们联谊，那这一条就能够真达完美。
Next.
Hare Krishna. 这个是 David Dasi 的问题。Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Maharaj, 莲花族顶拜所有的奉献者，请问主 Nityananda 他是原始的 Guru, 是最仁慈的，是不是当我们灵修时遇到什么问题都可以向主 Nityananda 跑步祈祷呢？ My question is that Lord Nityananda is Adi Guru, he is the most merciful one. So when we come across any problem on our spiritual path,So, can we always pray to Lord Nityananda?
And his representatives?
是的，你可以祈祷，而且要向他的代表祈祷。Next question. Rajendra Prabhu. 为了取悦Nityananda去接近加盖和马代，问题是有的加盖和马代比我们有力量，我们接近他们不仅没有说服他们追随 Nityananda, 我反倒成了小加盖马代，怎么办？如何避免这种惨案发生？ In order to please Lord Nityananda, we have to approach Jagai and Madai. But the problem is that some Jagai and Madai are even more powerful than me. And when I approach them, I'm not only able to persuade them to follow Lord Nityananda, but I'm become the victim, and I became the small Jagai and Madai. So how to deal with that? How to avoid such kind of a tragedy happen?
Very simple. Know your capacity and don't approach the big Jagai Madhai people.
非常简单，就是你要知道你的能力的极限，不要去接近那些大的加盖和马代。
You can approach the smaller ones.
你可以去接近那些更小的加盖和马代。
And Krishna will protect you.
而 Krishna 会保护你。
Next.
So far, no more questions.
That's it? No more questions.
Yes. Oh, one more question. From David Darcy. Okay, Hare Krishna, 关于 Maharaj 说的第二点，之前我也听奉献者说过，我们需要跟所有奉献者们合作，也要尊重他们，但很难做到。所以这是你的问题是吗？So, regarding the second point that you just mentioned, due to the answer to Rajendra Prabhu. Previously, I also heard some devotees said the same thing.
Saying what?
Say the similar things that...
Similar thing, okay.
Yeah. We need to cooperate with all the devotees, and at the same time, we need to respect them. But it's really very hard to do that.
So what's the question?
I think his question is that wish you to share more about that, because it's very difficult how to deal with that.
Okay. Well, things that are difficult, that's an indication, here's an opportunity to grow.
也许很难做到，那么但是这点却给我们指明了，就是是有些困难，但是也是给我们了一些成长的空间。
Just take the little simple example of lifting weights.
那我们就举个最简单的例子，就像你举重一样。
Over there, in the other side of the room, there's this really heavy weight. I can't lift that one, it's too heavy.
那在这个房间的尽头有一个非常重的这个哑铃，那你说这个我举不起来，实在是太超过我的能力范围了。
So let me lift some weights that I am able to lift and lift them again and again, and my capacity to lift weights grows by lifting what I can lift.
那么我就先去举那些我能举得动的这种哑铃吧，这样我能够逐渐的通过举这些我能举得动的东西，使我的这种能力得以增长。
So similarly, it may be difficult for me to respect those who are different from me, but it's instruction, respect those who are different. Respect the bhakti that's within. That's the essence.
那同样的，去尊敬那些与我们不同的人是非常难做到的，但是这是训示。那我们就去遵，我们就试着去遵循他，然后去尊敬那些人心中的 bhakti。
And that just requires a spiritual conception of the soul that's within that other person and the bhakti that's part of the essence of that soul. It's a spiritual conception.
其实这一切只需要这个灵性的认知，就是知道这个他心中也预知着一个灵魂，而这个这个 bhakti 也在其中。那么这个其实只是一个灵性的概念上，我们只要有这个灵性的概念就能做到这一点。
Coverings.Of the soul are different, and the mood of the soul itself in a liberated position are different.
那么不同之处在于这个灵魂的这个覆盖物是不同的，还有一点就是在这个灵魂处在解脱时的它的这种情态情愫是不一样的。
But the soul is dear to Krishna. Krishna's part and parcel.
但是这个灵魂本身它对 Krishna 非常亲爱，他们是 Krishna 的微小的组成部分。
So let me respect that, the soul itself and the dearness of that soul itself to Krishna.
所以就让我尊敬这一点吧，尊敬这个灵魂，以及尊敬这个灵魂对 Krishna 非常亲爱这一事实。
So now back to the lifting weights example. You do that to your capacity. There may be some persons that are extremely different than you. So you learn to show respect to those souls that are, you know, less different, but still their spirit souls. You extend the spiritual conception within your capacity.
那我们再回到那个举重的这个例子。那么对于那些与你截然不同的人，你要去尊重他们可能很困难，但是你可以试着去尊重那些与你稍稍不同的那些人。那通过去尊重这些啊与你稍有不同的人，你这种能够去包容别人不同之处的这种能力就会得以增长。
And this answer is similar to Rajendra's question about Jagais and Madhais that are really big and we get squashed by their association.
所以这个问题和 Rajendra 刚才问的这个问题啊是比较相似的。他说那些加盖马代，他接触那些大的加盖马代，觉得是无法去影响他们的，反而会被他们影响。那就是建议他去先去接触那些小的加盖马代。
So similarly, persons who are different than you, take those that are closer, although different from you, and extend appreciation to the soul.Within, for the pleasure of Krishna.
所以你要去根据自己的能力，先去接近那些啊与你比较相似的那些人，啊，然后去啊把你的这种欣赏之情去扩展到，就是把他们当做一个灵魂，啊，对 Krishna 非常亲切这一角度去啊去扩展你的对他们的欣赏之情。
So when I look up here, I'm looking at the clock on the wall.The clock on the wall says it's time to end.
啊，我当时朝这边看，是因为那里挂着一张钟。啊，现在钟表上显示的时间就是我们今天的时间已经到了。
So I wish you all a very wonderful Nityananda Appearance Day Festival. I'm sure there'll be some activities in your local places.
所以我就祝大家啊，几天之后有一个非常快乐的。这个主尼塔丹达庆祝主尼塔丹达显现日的这样的一个节日，我相信你们当地应该会有一些相应的庆祝活动。
Thank you very much, Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.